Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The excessive heat warning issued by the National Weather Service yesterday is still in effect as a massive heat wave continues to pass through Northern California today. The heat will be especially strong in Shasta and Trinity counties where temperatures could reach 110 degrees. The temperatures are expected to cool off by Friday. The Arcata Chamber of Commerce is hosting the 2013 4th of July Jubilee on the Plaza beginning at 10 a.m. and going until 6 p.m. The free public event features live music, food, crafts, and more. There will be aerial acrobatics performed by the Free Love Circus, and the Humboldt Crabs will be on hand to sign autographs. In Eureka, the city will be celebrating Independence Day with music, food, and fun on the waterfront. The festival spans 6 blocks along 2nd Street and features live music, a wide variety of foods, crafts, fine arts, activities for children, and a woodworking stage. The festival runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., with fireworks being fired off after 10 o'clock at night. Law enforcement throughout Humboldt County will be stepping up efforts to target drunk drivers as part of the ongoing Avoid the 7 DUI Task Force. 4th of July weekend is one of the deadliest holidays of the year due to vehicle collisions caused by intoxicated driving. The Humboldt County DUI Task Force will be deploying officers to driver's license checkpoints and conducting DUI saturation patrols. The CHP will also be conducting a maximum enforcement period this year, as last year's enforcement led to 479 arrests for driving under the influence. Be sure to drive sober or you will be pulled over. In addition to motorists, thousands of people will be boating during the 4th of July season, but it is important to exercise safety when out on the open waters. According to U.S. Coast Guard recreational boating safety statistics, each year approximately 500 people drown from recreational boating accidents, with 85% of those victims not wearing a life jacket. For more information about how to be safe when driving a boat, visit the website www.safeboatingcampaign.com. Although it is the 4th of July weekend, Six Rivers National Forest reminds you that the usage of fireworks and other pyrotechnic devices are banned on all national forests and grasslands. Regulations are enforced with the intention of protecting the public and the area's valuable resources. According to Six Rivers National Forest Fire Chief Mike Minton, forest fire conditions are expected to rapidly escalate from moderate to high danger during the week. Due to above normal temperatures, forest lands are at a high risk for wildfires. Therefore, it is important to exercise extreme caution and be sure to keep all fireworks, even legal ones, out of the forests. A new U.S. courthouse is scheduled to be built in the Airport Business Park in McKinleyville. The new single-story federal courthouse will be ushered in with a groundbreaking ceremony at 11 a.m. on Monday, July 8th. The ceremony will include federal and local officials, the project developer, and the construction company. Construction will begin in September and is scheduled for completion in the fall of 2014. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. During the 4th of July weekend, Humboldt County experiences an upswing in holiday traffic. This can create problems for the local population who must now deal with the new influx of people. California Highway Patrol Sergeant Martin Abshire commented on how the community gets frustrated with new visitors and their driving habits.
I think after having lived here for almost 30 years that we forget that we live where other people come to vacation. So we get frustrated at the trailers, we as the community, not the Highway Patrol, we get frustrated at trailers and motorhomes and people who are lost driving the wrong way on 4th Street.
Abshire went on to express that patience is the best solution.
It's nice when the community can stop for a minute and remember that and take their time, blow off a little of that frustration and wait. You know, we would see fewer crashes as a result of motorhomes or trailers or lost people.
Although the increase in traffic forces drivers to exercise more patience, it is important to drive safely all year round as to avoid accidents and make the streets safer for everybody. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.